MorningMayhem.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it's 9:06 on this Wednesday, June 17th. Glad you are with us. Been a fun show. My gosh, had so many things. Trey Reed, brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Craig O'Neill, brought to you by Genesis of Conway today. We had Rex Horn doing our Clergy Bowl presentation. We got to play a little match game. Brought to you by our friends at U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. We'll do that after we visit with Joe Nichols. And Rex Nelson was outstanding.
He's got
so much to talk about. He could talk nonstop for like 8 years.
He's an Arkansas loving man. Yeah. Baz, last night at Boudreaux's, we had a great crowd there, great fun that was out there. And I got to say hello to Kyle West. Now, Kyle West and Adrian Doss, it was their very first date. It's not the first time that's happened.
Yes.
That was their very first date, and they came to Boudreaux's to have it while we were doing trivia. So Kyle West, he used to listen to the show on a regular basis. New job doesn't permit him to do that. But and Kyle said that Don Grisham was his a youth pastor at church.
Wow.
Who knew? Yeah. Who knew Don was a youth pastor?
World.
Yeah, absolutely. To him. So he taught him that. But Kyle's dad, Lyle West, still listens to the show. So shout out to Lyle West, Southern Weed and Brush Control.
Awesome.
Adrian Doss teaches at Don Roberts. So that's the kind of folks that come out to trivia. So it was great seeing them and meeting them.
Yes. I know you enjoy doing that. We love when our listeners show up at the different events.
You bet.
Coming up next, let's bring in our buddy, the one and only Joe Nichols, if we can, there, Raji Dodge.
You're going to bring up Joe Nichols.
Let's bring him
in. Right now. You want to bring up JoJo? Here he is.
Here we go.
Thank you.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Yeah. Good morning, Joe.
Hey. Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
We're doing great, man. Great to have you with us. It is Father's Day weekend this weekend. I know you got kiddos. What's the plan for Joe Nichols this weekend?
I'm going out to the West Coast for a couple of shows starting tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. I'll be traveling, I think, on Saturday and Sunday. So not much. Yeah.
Is that part of the Hank Williams Jr. tour?
No, we're breaking off from that for a couple of weekends. We'll rejoin that, I believe, up in the Northeast in like New Hampshire and Maine. But I'm going out west, out to Oregon and California for a couple of shows this weekend.
Man, I told you, Roger, we start our summer adventure where we try to find some fun things to do both inside the state and out of the state. We're going to the NASCAR race in Atlanta in a few weeks. And one of the things we wanted to come see your concert, we talked about this last week, is that, man, you were extreme part of from here at least, our country. You're West Coast, Oregon, and it seemed like California. Yeah. Wasn't any place close for a while.
Yeah, I think we covered Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, Oregon, Idaho in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Alabama. So we've had a full schedule. Of course, every year is kind of like this. We're June and July and August are just like, I don't know which way's up most of the time. And then a little bit. And hopefully by December, we're just taking it easy, enjoying some Razorback basketball. So that's the ideal year.
You
bet. Kind of one of those. Yeah, business as usual.
Speaking of sports and Razorbacks, no Razorbacks in the College World Series. You do have Oklahoma still in the mix. Texas was eliminated yesterday, and you got Georgia. Who would have thought that Oklahoma is going to have a chance to win a national championship in baseball? And I don't think anybody really saw that coming, when the way they got in this thing,
Man, it's stuff like that that makes you, even when we're Razorbacks, don't have like a the number one seed or hosting. It's stuff like that that makes you hopeful that, you know, we have teams every now and then have that kind of capability to make a run. Ole Miss, a few years ago, we always go back to that too. So I'm glad that there are teams like that, situations like that, that can prove everybody, you know, everybody has a shot when you get in the postseason.
That's right. Yeah, Ole Miss is a great example, but Oklahoma would be as well. Of course, Georgia still could make a run. You know, they play Oklahoma, and they had to beat them twice, but that could happen. Also, speaking of baseball, you see Norm DeBrown. We've been talking about this last couple of days, being very, very aggressive in the transfer portal. Got a, I guess, freshman
Dave
of the year.
Dave Van Horn.
What did I say?
You said Norm DeBrown.
I'm sorry. Wow. I went back. Boy, it shows you how old I am. That's CTE. That's CTE right there. Dave Van Horn is very aggressive in the transfer portal. I bet you DeBrown wish he could have gone to the transfer portal. We got a kid out of, I think, Kansas State who was a freshman All-American and another picture. But
Central Michigan yesterday,
Yeah, Central Michigan as well. But you know what? When I see this thing, guys, I just don't. We don't know. We don't know if he's got, you can say all you want to, and, you know, we've done this before. They don't. Some of them turn out, some of them don't. So I just sort of measure my excitement, just say, oh, well, I hope they turn out, you know. I hope they turn out good.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a list, and I don't know how accurate this is, but according to one of the more trusted sites, we had either 6 or 7 in the top 100 transfer portal overall players. That's pretty impressive. I think that was more than just about everybody else, so. Hopefully, a couple of those, you would think a couple of those were hit, you know?
Yeah, you hope, yeah.
But they're going for it.
Yeah. He's been definitely being aggressive. Of course, then you've heard, you know, we've had this conversation for the last month and a half about Callen, the big man. Well, he's gone to Russia. Joey's gone to Russia to sign somebody, so that kid's supposed to be
Ilya Frolov.
I like it.
Yeah, what do you think about him?
I like it. Ilya. Yeah, hey, there's a dude from Russia named Ilya. You know, it's going to be interesting. I know another Ilya in Nashville. It's a great session player, one of the nicest guys ever. Those guys tend to be good thinkers. I don't know if it has anything to do with their name or where they're from. I hope this guy's a really great player. It looks like he is. I mean, it looks like one of those leagues that is kind of comparable to the NBA G League over there, the Russian or the Euro version of the G League. It looks like he's a really good player and that high rebounder.
He's playing with Real Madrid, wasn't he? I believe.
Yeah.
I think it was the under 22 team, but I mean, he's playing with a professional team. So.
Right. That's pretty good, man. And got good size. I'm going to say 6'11 or 7 foot. Pretty good size. Good. I'll tell you, the best stat that I saw on this guy was an 86% free throw shooter, 84%, something like that. That's really, really, really good as a big guy. You know, the big question always is, how does he stack up against SEC big?
Right.
You know, those guys are big and strong and fast, and you know. But if you can shoot free throws at a high clip and rebound, which this guy apparently does, then you know points are going to come, opportunities are going to come. Hopefully, we've got a good one. Well, hopefully, we get him. I should say,
Roger. When I think of that, we're bringing over a Russian basketball player. I'm thinking he's on the court. And he walks up to his competitor. And he goes, "I will break you. I will break you.
I'm going to break you."
Like
Drago.
Are you a golfer at all? I know we got the U.S. Open this weekend, and Scottie Scheffler is trying to get the wraparound Grand Slam, if you will. Do you play much golf at all? Are you a big golf fan?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I don't play near as much. You know, I tour quite often, as we talked about earlier. So I'm kind of in constant tour mode in the middle of the year when the months are good for golfing.
Right.
So I have a limited time throughout the day. I have to either work out or sleep or do some other activities. So golf would be in the category of fast. Every now and then, if there's a golf tournament or something somebody wants me to play in, cool. But I just got to be better with my time the older I get. You know what I mean?
I completely understand, for sure. I do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock, Chad and Stephanie Powers. And if you got any kind of big truck problems, they can get it handled. Dependable repairs, massive inventory of heavy-duty parts. Tell them you heard about them on Morning Mayhem on the Buzz. They'll keep your trucks rolling.
Oh, no doubt.
One of the other things, Roger, they've been doing this thing in the Democrat Gazette, Joe, and we're visiting with Joe Nichols if you just tuned in. 54-250, and it's just 50 iconic figures of in the state of Arkansas. And music has been a part, you know, the state of Arkansas. We always talk about Johnny Cash and Glenn Campbell, but we don't always talk about Al Al Green. I wanted to hear what
Charlie
Joe Nichols
Rich.
And Charlie Rich. What do you think about Al Green?
That's awesome. I didn't know he was from Arkansas.
What? Oh, yeah. Forest City.
Yeah.
Forest City.
I did not.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
That's cool. I think he's a huge influence. Is Levon Helm on that list?
Yeah, Levon Helm. Yeah, exactly.
I think he's another.
Exactly
okay.
Right. Yeah.
That list is things legit then. All right. Okay. Well, those are two massive influences, in my opinion, in music.
No question.
I did not know about the Al Green, but Levon, man, was the man. Absolutely the man.
Yeah, we were talking. I don't know if you've seen the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg, but Levon Helm started acting. He's got a great 5-minute scene in there. One of my favorite scenes.
Still got the shovel.
What'd you say, Joe? Say it again. What'd you say?
Still got the shovel.
Still got the shovel.
That's the line. Okay. Tell I fell asleep during it, Joe.
Where did he bury him? What was the name of the place he buried him? Terralingua?
Terralingua.
Terralingua.
I don't remember it yet.
Terralingua.
That was the story, wasn't it, in the movie that the guys took out the guys that took out the guys? You know, and they know where the bodies are buried, and he said, I still got the shovel.
it was a great line. It is. Speaking of dads, I was going to ask you, so if you had to name one TV dad that back in the day when you were growing up watching TV, was there a TV dad that stood out to you? Of course, you know, Roger and I, we're older than you. We would go like Andy Taylor on the Andy Griffith Show. Is there a TV dad that Joe Nichols that comes to mind for you?
Asked me that question 15, 20 years ago, I said Bill Cosby.
Oh, I know. No, there's no question.
Golly,
he was America's TV dad. I mean, he really was. I mean, I saw a list here. You got, you know, Roger, some people put Al Bundy.
Fantastic dad.
Mike Brady Bunch, turned out to be gay.
Yeah, he was an uncle, but also a dad. I'll go to Uncle Phil. From Fresh Prince?
Yeah, we'll go back.
Alan Thicke? Alan Thicke from, Growing Pains?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Another
one from that.
How about Ben Cartwright?
Here's one for the kids of the 80s.
Okay.
What was the dad's name on Alf? You might know that guy.
He was
a little goofy.
I didn't watch Alf, Joe.
I can see him in my mind's eye. Does he wear glasses? I think I've seen him. Was he a nerdy?
Older
nerdy
guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I never watched Alf.
Someone said, Philip Banks was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Christian, if that's what you were talking about. Someone said Stephen
King. I thought you were talking about Drummond, which you're talking about Willis' show.
Is
that not dad or is that uncle? Phil?
No. That was what was Mr. Drummond? Yeah, what was that? That was not
Drummond. Yeah.
What was the name of that show?
What's Happening?
Okay.
No. The one with Gary Coleman. What was that?
One of my favorites. One of my favorites for us in our age, Joe, was Mr. Cunningham on Happy Days. He was good. Of course, you had Archie Bunker, All in the Family. Ward Cleaver, Leave it to Beaver. Yeah. These are all old ones.
George Jefferson.
Sanford and Son. Sanford, man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's right. He was. Yeah. He was a dad to Lamont.
Lucas McCain.
Yeah.
And The Rifleman. Back in those days, it was all just men raising it because something happened to the wives. They all got killed.
So
there's no wife around. Ben Cartwright, Andy Griffith.
Oh, that's right.
Lucas McCain.
That's a good point.
So what happened to the family affair? You had Uncle what's his name? Another one with Mr. French.
Joe,
what was going on there?
We were telling you last week that this sort of begins our summer of adventure, and one of the things we're doing, we're going to 5 restaurants in Arkansas that are over 100 years old.
Gee.
So a combined 500 years of serving Arkansas food, and then we're going to go, I think we told you, we're going down the Atlanta Motor Speedway, which is now called the Echo Park Speedway for the Quaker State 400. We're doing that. And then we talked about today, and I was going to see if you've done this, floating the buffalo. I've been here 40 years. You know, I came up to play for the Hogs back in the early 80s. I've never floated a stream or anything in a canoe here in Arkansas. What about Joe Nichols? Have you done that, Joe?
Yes, absolutely, man. Beautiful state to do that in. Beautiful streams up there. Many times on the White River.
Yep.
I may or may not have cast out a fishing pole and caught several hundred trout out of the streams up there.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, look at you. That, of course you've been on there. But Roger's done it. I just have never done it, and I just never take the time to do it. It's like
you don't have time. You can't do it. There's no Wi-Fi.
But they're also telling us too. We got the head of the state parks that listens to our show, and he said he's going to hook us up.
That's going
to
be
they
great.
They said
you want to go, Joe?
They said the Buffalo right now. If you go at the wrong time, there's no water in it. Unless it's raining. Yeah.
Well, somebody's making fun of us.
That would be my luck. I'd go up there and get a canoe out. There's no water in the
creek. So you know what? So then we start looking for arrowheads.
Yeah, so we got to take advantage of our beautiful state. Yeah. And funny, when we're going to those five restaurants, Joe, they're all in different parts of the state. One is in Marianna, far east part of the state. One's in Blytheville, far northeast. One's in Mena, far west. One's in South Camden,
well done.
And one in Hot Springs in the middle. Boom. How about that? Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Right. How about that? Isn't that great? Yeah. So, of course, you know, we'll be down at the SEC Media Days. We've got that coming up in Tampa, which is a sort of an odd place to be. Yeah. You know, all the magazines are out, Joe. And, you know, where we're ranked in the SEC. We're ranked 16th.
And it's enough to say we rank.
Joe, I can read through Athlon or something, and I read through 25 or 30 different pages of these are the best. We're going to list 1 through 10 of the best combo running backs, the best combo offensive line, the best team. And we don't show up anywhere on any list. There's only one player mentioned in that whole magazine in regard to outside the one page, you know, about the Arkansas Razorbacks, and it's Quincy Rhodes because he's second team all SEC. So there's zero expectations for the Razorbacks, and maybe that's a good thing for Ryan Silverfield.
Have had that for years. What's
odd is I believe I saw the Vegas over under on wins is like 6, isn't it?
Not at Oakland. It
five
was,
and a half?
Was no, I think it was.
Hey, listen, I'll take that bet from you.
It was 4.5, right, Christian? I think it was.
It's 4.5.
So I don't know where you're looking, Joe, but somebody very
take what,
that bet.
What did Joe
it's
say
been
it was?
A few weeks.
Joe said 6.5.
Oh, you take the under. Pound the under.
Hey, you know, like you said though, I'm used to this.
Yeah.
Every year we get even our good years. I remember in 1998, way on back. I remember we weren't supposed to be very good that year, according to everybody except Phil Steele. Phil Steele said we had a really good offensive line, a good quarterback, obviously, and some experienced guys. And so Phil Steele was the outlier. Everybody else, same thing. Every list was junk. We weren't listed anywhere. And that team was capable of a national championship. So you never know. I'm not saying we are capable of a national championship, but we might. We might be capable of winning some games. We don't know.
Joe,
we got new things everywhere.
On this article that Baz is reading, the 5250, maybe that's where I read the article about Frank Broyles in one of them, and it had, I want to say, Chuck Dykus, who had made the comment. And to show you how old I am without telling you how old I am, I remember to what Chuck Dykus was talking about. It was back in the days when I was growing up. I was born in 63, so all up through the 80s, going through high school and my college age years that I did not attend, there was not a game, not a game. We always worried about Texas, but there was not a game that I thought that the Razorbacks could not win back in the day. Not a one.
Always felt we were competitive.
At the bowl game, and there wasn't but a half a dozen bowls, and the Razorbacks went to most of them, at least in my mind's eye. I mean, and I'm a major in revisionist history, but we have not had that in a long, long time when it comes to the Razorbacks. We just used to think that we could win. We were there, and now, you know, the biggest conversation that we have now is, who do we hate more, Texas or Alabama? That's all we got.
Well, I think years of bad luck and bad decision-making will do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I will say this as we let you go, that whoever's managing your social media account on Instagram, give them a raise or a pat on the back, man. I tell you, you're in my algorithm, and what's interesting, it's different things. I've seen some video of you singing with Hank Jr. on stage on your recent concerts, and then it's got those and some of my favorite. I think Roger would probably agree, Joe. And I'd love to see Justin Moore do more of this. Is you on your bus or you with some guys just playing? Yeah. On the bus somewhere playing a cover song. I'm just telling you, that stuff's gold. So whoever's doing that, I don't know if you're directing them, but I think it's really good content.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah. I think the purpose of that is to show people that, you know, we can play music without gadgets and without you know, a lot of technical help.
Which I agree.
Sadly, I think a lot of artists on stage, a lot of guys are singing to track vocals. Yep. A lot of them are tuned like crazy. There's just a lot of stuff that's disappointing to me as an artist. As a singer, I look at other artists doing that. I'm like, man, you're cheating. You guys are cheating. You're not doing this right. Nobody would, you know, nobody needs to do this. If you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
And so doing that stuff like on the bus, just to me says, hey, I'm just for the record, I'm not using the tools those people are using. They might sound incredible in their big production show, but man, in an acoustic setting, I would say percentage of people that can pull off great vocals or whatever and actual in the moment talent is probably maybe 30%.
Yeah.
30% of them can actually do that. Which is sad to me. It makes me mad. I don't know if y'all can tell, but my temper gets a little hot when I talk about it.
Yes.
Well, you do well. With the stuff that you cover, because you do everything that we see, and it is acoustic. Or, I mean, if you're on stage with somebody, that's one thing. Or singing some of the old. You go back. I mean, you're country and western. To me,
Roger loves your country western
sound.
Well,
you just do. I mean, no, it's just there. I mean, it's a no-brainer. That's why you have five number ones and a couple of Grammys because of those two. But you embrace that. You embrace that part of it. So when you sing some of those, that's where I go back. And we do see a ton of you in doing that impromptu thing.
Good stuff.
I see. What is it? Zach Top? What's his name?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
He's everywhere.
Justin Moore would do more though.
Yeah,
I sure do.
That's one of the things about having Justin on here. Yeah. We try to
because we get it from him.
Encourage him to sing. Yeah. Yeah. Just to do spontaneous a cappella on here, just to get his sound, because people appreciate the voice, man.
Absolutely.
The concert, you know, setting. So.
No doubt, and it's real.
Yeah. Well, listen, buddy. Yeah, go ahead.
Not to pile on our soapbox moment here, but you know what's really becoming like to me, becoming like a fatigue part is the when everybody will tell me, "Hey, man, you got to hear this new guy. He's super country. He's really good." Or this new girl, she's super country, really good. And you finally get to the music and you open it and it's like, it's the exact same thing as the other guy.
Everybody sounds the same.
Traditional country thing. And then it sounds exactly the same as the last guy that claimed that they were traditional on and on and on, man. I'm so tired of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you listen, I clicked over a couple times to some local country stations and it's a pop sound.
Well, yeah, listen, and that's like for country. Somebody.
Somebody likes it. Yeah, somebody likes it. But
I'm Willie's Roadhouse. I'm sure I'll hear that. That's right.
Would Joe listen, have a great tour out on the West Coast, Oregon, wherever you're going to go. If you can't talk with us next week, we understand. If we can get you, if that's kind of, I know the hours will be a little bit different, so we'll try. And if not, we'll get you the following week.
A
great Father's Day. I know you're a great dad. No doubt about that.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Always good to talk to you. I should be available next week either way, but always available to talk about the Hawks. Most of the time, I should say.
Go Hawks. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you.
Thank you, fellas. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
There he is.
Joe Nichols. Yeah, he does love those Hogs, boy. Yeah. He's locked in.
He's a personal friend.
I will break you.
Oh.
I must break you.
Did he say anything else besides that?
Yes.
He has other ones.
What does he go?
Nobody remembers him.
Yeah.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies,
he dies.
Oh, that's it right there. And I think that's it. And that's it. Then you got fake Gorbachev guy.
That was so good. By the way, too, Christian has watched half of... Nighthawks.
Yeah, I had to do some dad stuff after.
That's okay.
When I got halfway through.
So. We've got to play match game brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. So let's get a contestant. Let's take a break. What are we playing for tickets to a concert? Is that right, Christian?
Yes. I think we're either going to give away... I don't think we have the Sawyer Brown.
We did. Did we give that away yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to give away either Weird Al or Dude Perfect.
All right.
One of the two.
So call, 661,
I need to check.
661-1037. I see a couple calls now. Roger, let's go ahead and take the break.
Don't do it.
We'll come back and play a little match game here. We've got a fun show. We appreciate you being with us today.
Who's this?
Don't recognize it. Al Green.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is Sports Center.
Arkansas baseball added a few commitments through the transfer portal yesterday. First up was Kansas State slugger A.J. Evasco. The first baseman and right fielder hit 348 with 8 home runs and 51 RBIs this past season. He was considered the 6th overall player in the portal by 64 Analytics. Then the Razorbacks got Central Michigan right-hander Luke Nyswanger. As a freshman this past season for the Chippewas, he went 2-1 with a 5.34 ERA, striking out 47 and walking 10 in 32 innings. And the Arkansas Travelers opened up their series against the Frisco Rough Riders with a 7-6 loss yesterday. They'll play two today. Game one will start at 5:05. Radio coverage for both games can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Expect a little stronger wind today, a south-southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. It'll be mostly sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 92. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 73 and partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 92. Plus, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Rick Schaefer and I will be joined by Neil Atkinson from Bed Saracen, Trey Biddy, thanks to Chris Crane Hyundai, and Genesis of Conway, and Kevin Hoopscoop McPherson from Hogville.net. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans, because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep in the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Little Joe Nichols.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw it in there.
Hey, what a good guy he is. What a solid guy. Appreciate Justin Moore making that hookup.
You bet.
Roger, we got to play some match game and give away some tickets, Bubba. Listen to that voice. Ooh. Deep baritone voice.
Oh, my. I can't even do that in my morning voice.
I saw you.
It's time to play the match game. Brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Visit them in-store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys can come up with.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a contestant there, Raji Dodgy. I do want to thank the fine folks at U.S. Truck Accessories there in Searcy and Conway.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. A veteran-owned business. Roger mentioned that before. And they obviously, you can see them in Searcy or Conway.
Yes, sir.
All right. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, David.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Glad you're here to play with us to win some tickets. Also, too, very fortunate. I mentioned earlier in the show that we were talking about cats. Guy at the office that talks like a cat is going to participate. Good morning, guy at the office that talks like a cat. How you been? Pretty good? Yeah, yeah. Well, you look good. Looks like you must be eating and training right. And the coat looks pretty good. All right, all right. So it'll be me, Roger, guy at the office that talks like a cat. No, don't be mad at Christian. Ooh. That's Christian Weaver. That's a new producer.
Yeah. It's an unfamiliar scent.
Unfamiliar scent. All right, David, here we go. Give us a chance to give us our answers first. Ready?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go with family blank. Family. Hold on, God, the office talks like a cat. Just give us a chance for us to get ours. Hold on.
Family blank.
Yeah, family blank. A lot of different blank. Directions you can
wow.
go here.
Okay.
David, what do you do for a living?
Work for the Postal Service.
Okay.
Wow, you just made that up.
Thank you very much for your service to our country through postal
yeah,
work.
Yeah, we sure do. You're a government official.
That's
thank
right.
you for getting those letters out. And I know for a fact that sometimes my mailman has to pass by my house because there's not a day goes by I shouldn't get a bill.
David, what is your answer?
Bills.
Yes.
There's a lot of answers here. I think I'm going to go with meow.
Oh, look at you. Listen. If you work at the post office, you're no dummy. We'll go with Christian Weaver. What did you have, Christian?
Well, this is not the game we're playing, but I had Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Nice,
very, very nice. Very nice.
Nice.
Roger, what did you have?
David, I was going with one of the show themes that we were talking about, Favorites TV Dads, but I was going with the ones where it was somebody else like an uncle. I went Family Affair.
Wow. I did not have that one of my five answers.
Yes.
So, Roger, I actually had four.
Yeah,
what I had Family Guy.
Right.
I had Family Leisure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I had Family Ties.
Right.
And because of our previous guest, Joe Nichols, I went with Family Tradition, which was a song by Hank Williams Jr.
Hank Williams and Jr.
All right, so you got there's only one left that can
Will he do it?
Yeah, Guy at the office that talks like a cat. David's match was the word was meow.
Right.
Guy at the office that talks like a cat. What is your answer?
Meow, meow.
That's it.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. David,
wow.
You were a 4.0 student at school, right?
Now, he says that he had several other
Not
answers.
Not quite.
Now, here's the guy in the office that talks like a cat. He also had a list that he wanted to read of the...
Oh, okay.
He had three other...
Okay, what'd you have?
He had... Meow, meow.
A good one.
Meow, meow.
Didn't think about that one. Didn't cross my mind.
Of course. Yeah, you're such a deep thinker. Got the office to talk to like a guy. Great to have you back. Yeah, it's been a while. David, you're a man. How long have you been listening to the show, man? How long?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. 20 plus years.
Oh, Austin, that's why you got this one. That's outstanding. I do want to thank the folks at U.S. Truck Accessories.
Oh, gosh, thank you for sponsoring that.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, you too can advertise on this award-winning number one morning show if you want to reach people that like
David, thanks so much. Christian will
take
care
David.
Of you.
Yeah. Hold on, buddy. Thank you for listening, dude.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you.
Listen, if you want amazing truck accessories and superior customer service,
call back, David.
Go to U.S. Truck Accessories either
call
in Searcy
back.
Or in Conway.
Yes,
so,
call back.
661-1037 is the number. Dave, Roger, a couple things I didn't mention today.
Right.
It's National Root Beer Day. Are you a root beer guy?
Are you kidding me?
I'm
it
out.
Got me.
I'm
of
out.
Course.
I'm out.
Whoa.
Yeah. Where do you get that? Do you get that in a fountain? Do you get
you
it,
get
in
it
a
anywhere.
Can? You get it in a can? Is it one of the fountain drinks? And if so, what root beer is
here's
it?
What I'm doing. I'm trying to look through your eyes so I can see your soul.
What is that?
I'll tell you what it is. Listen,
there's nothing
A&W
there.
Root beer. A&W root beer.
Is that the only one?
No.
I'm not
one.
A big A&W guy.
You
I like
A&W.
Barks.
You can get Barks.
Okay,
get Barks.
Two of those.
Here's the deal. A&W, or excuse me, root beer healed me from COVID.
Did it?
I mean, there is a...
The sassafras fruit.
There is 150,000 grams of sugar in a root beer. Now, here's the other... Now, let me tell you this. If a barbecue joint does not offer root beer, they're missing out. You've got to have a root beer with some barbecue. Oh, my, are you kidding me?
Yeah, root beer, it's such a strong scent.
Oh, no.
That, yeah, what do you do to the root beer float?
It's a very unique flavor.
It
of
is,
course,
it is.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's true. Also, like, it's also yeah. National.
So Dr. Pepper.
It's National Harrison Day.
Harrison
I know one. I know one. That's one. That's it. Can you name another one?
Absolutely. Who? Arkansas, Harrison, Arkansas.
No, it's about the name, like a name of a person.
Okay, you've got...
there's definitely more.
Harrison Ford. Yeah,
Rex Harrison.
George
no,
Harrison.
Well. You've got to be first name Harrison.
Well, well, that's crazy.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Only one.
I got it. Harrison, Franken, Hamilton.
Hamilton. It's also
Harrison.
National...
Hold on, Harrison. Who else is
there's
Harrison?
There's got to be more Harrison.
No.
Oh, I know a female named Harris.
Nope. While you're thinking on that, there's another one. National Ralph Day. What are the Ralphs that you can think of? Ralph Mouth.
I think of Ralph Mouth, Ralph Macchio, Ralph
Schuster. Ralph Macchio. Ralph Schuster is the most important
Ralph,
one.
Ralph.
Cifaretto from the Sopranos.
Go ahead and stop that.
Dang, we're in break.
It did again. Yeah. Who's the, isn't there a preacher, a minister, isn't there a nationwide preacher named Ralph?
Ralph Sampson.
Who, Ralph Emery?
Ralph Emery.
Ralph Stanley.
Is he still alive?
Santa Singer.
Dead or alive.
Ralph Stanley. Ralph Gar?
Ooh, yeah. Remember that name?
Ralph Gar! Yes, from that movie Nighthawks.
No,
Ralph Gar!
No,
that's not it? No.
No.
Sounds like it. What about, I got one. Here's one.
Yeah. Oh, that's
see, he
good
knows
one.
It. Ray, you got to go back. Yeah, go back. Yeah. He works with Network Services, the guy in the office.
What's it? If I put in, I'm going to just
Ralph,
put in. Ralphie.
You go, Ralphie May. May he rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ralphie. How about
Matt? Oh, my gosh. Ready? Ralph Lauren.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah. Ray Fiennes.
Oh, no, never mind. Sorry. Ralph, it's spelled like Ralph, though.
It is.
Yeah, yes, it is.
What is it called?
It's Ray Fiennes.
What are they doing over there?
Ralph Hollis?
What are they doing over there?
How about the guy? Listen, wasn't that the name of the brother and sister on Green Acres? Wasn't it Ralph and Alf? And the chick's name was Ralph.
What about Wreck-It Ralph?
No, you don't know because it's going to be Ralph. Going to be first name. Going to be Ralph. Yep. How about Harrison Ralph? No. I don't know what's going on there, dude.
You said Macchio. We'll take a break.
We can't. Give me just 1 second.
Okay, never mind.
He's
got
to fix it. He's got to fix that.
661-1037.
Listen, I put the stop sign in, Christian.
I think you leaned over your elbow, hit it. Here's one. I've called Ralph hanging over the toilet. That's Pinto.
Oh, that's right. You know what that is. He, that's a slang for throwing up.
Ralph Cramden.
Oh, my God.
Jackie Gleason. Let's see here.
You know what?
My dad used to stop at Galloway every time we drove by the gas station that used to have an A&W, and we get a root beer float and a hot dog.
Absolutely, Ralph.
Ralph and Green Acres?
Yeah. Is that what somebody said?
Yeah. Oh, Ralph Nader.
That was a chick named Ralph. They called her Ralph. She was the She was the brother and sister handyman, and it was Ralph and Alf.
Somebody says Ralph Dale Earnhardt. Is that right?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ralph Cramden. What?
Ralph
Nader.
Ralph Nader. You said that already.
I did. Okay.
Unsafe at any speed.
Ralph.
Let's see. I didn't know Ralph was throwing up.
Elvis movie, Ralph about.
I didn't know that. Let's see. Thank you guys for bringing Joe Nichols to the show this past year. I put him in my Spotify library because of that. Truly an Arkansas treasure.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I was going to ask him. But I didn't want to think that I didn't already know. Where did he get the Grammys? What were the Grammys for?
I don't know. Here's one. That cat routine is the dumbest insult to the intelligence of our radio audience. You know what? Let me tell you. We went for about 6 months where nobody got it.
That's right.
Nobody got
it. Don't you insult David for winning. He won on that because he played the game. Now, you remember that next time, sir. Or ma'am.
Now, Ralphie, which one Ralphie was on Christmas Story?
Yeah, he was the kid.
Oh, he's the kid. Okay.
Yeah, the main kid. I don't know.
Let's see. How have you guys lived in Arkansas so long and don't understand river levels? Rivers are not amusement park rides. You guys are hilarious. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. If you're not an experienced floater, get a sit on top kayak.
We're in inside,
canoes though. Flip and fill up with water. Yes. Don't listen to Roger. Ha ha. That's what I thought. I need to get a kayak because canoes flip.
No.
Canoes flip.
Kayaks flip.
And on my
and
knees.
And you become a bobber.
And my knees on the bottom
kayaks
will be hurting.
Kayaks flip if you sit still.
You've seen the Indians. The knees are on the bottom of the canoe. That's what keeps it from flipping.
That's because they dug them out of trees.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think I need to go something beside canoe.
There's nothing else, Jerry.
I think there's a... Wait,
well, get a canoe that's got one of them sidebars so on it. Get the training wheel thing.
Jessica rented a kayak to go on the river the other day, and she said it was amazing. Going down the big Arkansas River.
I'm not getting in a kayak because I got nowhere to put my phone.
Ralph Waite from Walton's.
That's right, the dad.
Let me see if that works now.
The dad was Ralph Waite.
Let's see if we can get this to work here. Let's see. We're trying. Should go to a break.
Way to go, Christiane.
I'm hoping the transition into break works.
It's called Christiane.
We're learning new things.
We're learning these. Christiane, who's your favorite soccer player? Lionel Messi?
Lionel
Messi.
But no, he's not.
Where does he rank on the Mount Rushmore?
He's who our favorite
probably
one is.
The greatest.
No, stop it.
No, I'm not kidding.
I'll give you one word.
Oh, I know Pele. Pele. I know Pele is considered, but he never went and played in Europe.
Whoa, well, maybe because it was racist then.
All right, watch this. See, Roger, can you get us to the break? Or do we need to talk to the guy that also talks like a cat?
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Mike Rowe here with a random fact. More than half of the homes that have basements in North America will experience water damage. It's true. Whether it's basement moisture, flooding, or bowing walls, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to waterproof your basement and stabilize your walls. Busy Dog Basement Technologies is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
The world's biggest game is here, and your front row seat is right in Hillcrest. Through July 19th, Hill Station is your World Cup headquarters. Hill Station will be showing every single match live. Come hungry, leave happy, and catch all the action on the screens. Incredible food, ice-cold drinks, and the best patio vibes in Little Rock. Don't watch it by yourself. Bring your crew to Hill Station on Cavanaugh. World Cup action. Every game, every goal. See you at Hill Station.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Television shows have recently started featuring programs where older actors are front and center, like Hacks with Gene Smart, The Burrows with Alfred Molina and Alfre Woodard, and The Only Murders in the Building with the incomparable Steve Martin and Martin Short. These shows are entertaining and popular with viewers and remind us that although slow-moving and dangerous behind the wheel, old people can still serve a purpose. Hey, as we all grow older, that's some pretty good news. Double B's appeals to all ages, particularly those who are older, because we know what's good. Like Renoco coffee, breakfast sandwiches, fried chicken, Big Rock pizza, and the best fountain drinks anywhere. That's what's good. And the experienced, wise crowd that comes to Double B's, because Double B's is obviously where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Hey, Heath Boothby here on the lot at Crane Hyundai of Little Rock off Colonel Glenn. We are rolling into summer, and that means great savings. We have Tucson's and Santa Fe's at 0% financing for up to 60 months. Hey, you want big savings and great gas mileage? We have $3,000 off all new Elantras, cars that get over 40 miles to the gallon. Come see why me and my team are Little Rock's number one choice for sales and service here off Colonel Glenn, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Visit us online at CraneHyundaiOfLittleRock.com.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
I like that.
New intro.
You agree with that, Christian?
There you go, Christian. Christian
said that.
Right now, Bill Lawrence is somewhere twerking.
I know. He's amazing. 82 years old, and he's out there with Cliff and Susan dancing on the dance floor at 11:30 at night at Pop's Lounge at Oaklawn.
He's dancing on a table that's on the dance floor.
Yes. Tomorrow, Roger will be back in studio, and then we'll head over to Hot Springs to the Ohio Club for first of our five stops on our 500 years of Arkansas restaurants.
Now, you've talked to Sadiq.
Yes.
And
yes.
They know we're coming and all. Yeah. Have they prepared whatever they... What is the signature food?
I just told... I just said...
Is there something?
I think it's that the burger's...
Still the burger? Yeah. Still the burger? Okay, very good, very good. Did you see somebody say something about the onion rings?
No, the onion... I make the...
No, not there. Ooh, was it the Dixie... One of the other...
I had a chance to look at him.
I have to look at that thing right there. What were you going to say?
No, because I was going to say what the former chefs was talking about all the food that he worked on.
Oh, Tempe.
Yeah. Worked over there. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, look forward to doing that. We'll be announcing some of the other things. Got an interesting deal too about music. I didn't want to share it yet. I think I'll share it tomorrow with Joe. With Joe being on here, for the summer, you know, maybe some of our listeners, some of our friends. Favorite music to listen to during the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, got
you
some.
You mean on the beach, on a drive?
Yeah, it could be anywhere. Summer listening.
Do you want to do, or have you thought about doing it where you pick out four different people that are our listeners that have never met that play instruments and get a band together?
Yes, that.
And get our band.
I saw the Jackson 5 last night.
We need a studio band.
Hold me accountable.
We've got to
do Best Listener Contest next week.
Okay, I'll do it. I've got it written down on a piece of paper.
We're not far from July 4th. We'll be over at Torpedo Joe's.
250 years for this country.
Yeah, we're babies.
Listen, and Torpedo Joe's has got to have... I think they're going to sell. They're going to go back and sell some of their items for what they would have cost 250 years ago.
What were we in junior high? What number did we hit in junior high? 76.
Well, in 76, it was 200. I thought about that too.
Think about that.
I know.
We were in junior high school, Christian.
Yeah.
In 1976. What was it called? The Bicentennial.
And that's where we did the Bicentennial Extravaganza, and that's where I remember the music teacher saying, we've got to do better. Remember, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Chop, chop!
What year were you born, Justin Acree?
74.
So you were 2 years old when we were celebrating the Bicentennial in our junior high school.
When he was
not alive when New York won the...
world title before this year.
Brian Piccolo was dead 4 years before he was born. Wow. I mean, when you just want to look at things like that.
Yes.
I don't. It's sad, Roger.
No, it's not.
What a great movie, though.
Super duper.
A great story.
Justin, I will say this. You have you have a pile of papers today. I mean.
Every day, David.
I thought Roger had the most paper.
Every show looks exactly like this.
Yeah, cool. So you
obviously not been paying attention to me for all this time.
I think that's your biggest stack.
No. Never seen them like that.
Yeah. I haven't either.
Every day is like this. Yeah. Every single day.
Okay, you don't mind killing trees?
No, I don't mind at all. No, I do not. That's what they're there for.
Yeah, because here's what we're doing. We are providing jobs for people to plant more trees.
Buddy, trees are like money.
Roger,
we can always make more.
Roger's gotten 90,000 questions on sheets of paper.
I need to talk to you. I need some trivia help. I got to do a little trivia thing.
Yeah.
And I need you to help guide me.
I will.
Oh, Sensei. Snatch the pebble from your hand.
Very nice. Very nice.
Be Walter, my friend.
No, be like Walter? Okay. Anyway, I'll bring my chopsticks. I'll catch a fly.
Tell me when.
We'll get it together. Okay.
Raised in Arizona.
Why do I feel like I'm going to be in your house painting fences? I'm getting screwed in this deal.
What's happening on the show?
Well, this is the most star power we've ever had. We got Miss Arkansas and Darren McFadden the same day.
Wow. Very nice.
I mean, I know that's just that's just like a regular Tuesday for you guys.
I just heard that Darren was in town or coming for.
He's coming in for Juneteenth. Yeah. So he's going to be at an event with Fred Taylor over at Robinson. So he's going to join us. By phone today to talk about what he's going to be talking about and then what else he's up to these days, which you guys keep up with him pretty good anyway, but we don't. Top 10 list, we didn't get to it yesterday because that's my bad, and I forget things a lot. But our top 10 list today, I saw a story the other day about the Red Clay Strays. I don't know if you guys know them or not, but they're a relatively new band. Yeah. I mean, they've been around for several years. But anyway, they almost died in a plane crash not long ago. They were going to an award show, and they had some plane issues, and they thought they were done for. Luckily, they lived because I actually have tickets to see them this summer. That's not the reason, but, just in general. Anyhow, top 10 list of entertainers and athletes who died in air traffic mishaps.
There's a long list.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and the only one that I know that was not an airplane was Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, I'm sure there were other helicopter incidents, but that's the most famous one.
Kobe.
No doubt.
Helicopter,
The Oliver Tree guy this weekend.
Well, yeah,
I saw that.
Buddy Murphy, plane crash.
Yeah.
There are a ton of them. It's surprising.
Oh, we could keep going. Oh, my God. Canute
Rockne sure did.
Canute. Jim Croce.
Well, you don't have to do the whole show, Roger. Yeah,
let's name everyone right now.
But if you want to chime in, come back and chime in, that'd be great.
I'm a chimer.
You know, we'd love to have a little crossover between your show and ours. Well, you can come on.
He said crossover, not
dresser. Well, why don't we invite Justin tomorrow to do Hawks Home Movie Review Friday. Yeah. Oh, no, I heard you the other day.
You guys are hilarious.
So
but,
funny.
You know, it's good because you're not going to spoil anything. You guys can say whatever you want.
You said the Gladiator was a really good movie.
We're talking about a 1980 movie today.
Yeah, it's Nighthawks. Have you ever heard of Nighthawks with Sylvester Stallone?
Here's the thing.
I don't think
it's a great flick. It's a good flick for Stallone.
It's a great bad movie.
Early career.
So Christian's watching it, and Baz goes, "All right, it's 1980. Okay. I'm not going to tell you the ending.
Yeah, I said I don't want to tell you.
They're going to spoil it.
Yeah,
is this the time that he was like posing for Playgirl and stuff? I mean, that was early career.
No, this was 81.
I think Rocky was 76.
Yeah, so it was 5 years.
Okay, so he was famous already.
Who had it?
Billy D.
And then Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer. It was his first American role.
Wolf Gore! I have never seen this one.
It's a great man. Lindsay Wagner's in
Have you guys seen any movies from, like, I don't know,
I saw Disclosure Day the other day.
I watched Michael the other night.
I saw a new movie.
Yeah?
Saving Private Ryan for Memorial Day. Super.
Have you seen Obsession?
You said, no.
Have you seen...
Godfather?
Backrooms.
No.
Okay. Those are pretty interesting.
Is that right?
It was DiCaprio?
There's so many good movies that go back and watch again. All right, thanks, everybody.
You know, they make new ones now, guys.
Appreciate you listening. Those up next.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge.